Hi, this is Lee Cooper aboard the Canadian Coast Guard Service vessel Sir Wilfrid Laurier. We're engaged in a short cruise from Victoria, British Columbia to Dutch Harbor, Alaska, where I got on with one of the other team members, Betty Carvelis, who is part of our University of Tennessee team on board the ship, but she's actually from Vermont, and she's actually also very experienced with working with us, having been out on the Sir Wilfrid Laurier four times now and on the Healy a fifth time, and she's also seen where we've worked at Little Diomede Island in Bering Strait. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Betty, what you did, what you do for your day job, or did for your day job until recently.
I've been a science teacher for the last 39 years, and I've recently been in a high school in Vermont where I do primarily introductory biology and work with students to try to get them into not only interested in biology but just interested in science in general. And I've always been very concerned with that students relate what they do in the classroom to the real world, and by being out here on the ship, especially with all of the interest in what's happening in the Arctic related to global climate change, I think my students are excited that I'm actually here and doing some of the research that relates to what's happening. And so what I try to do is get them excited about how science actually happens in the field, and I hope that they have a better appreciation for that by the time I'm done.
Okay, and you've seen a bunch of different ways that we do science on a even bigger ships with many more collaborators, by ourselves, where we're almost the only group on board. This year, there's a lot of Canadian scientists from the Institute of Ocean Sciences, University of Victoria. So you've seen a bunch of different ways that things are done during research expeditions in the Arctic on shipboard platforms. Is there any lesson that you've learned over the years from the different ways that things are done in terms of informing your teaching and how you interact with other teachers and students and tell them what it's really like out here?
Well, I try to let the students know that particularly when you're out on a vessel like this, that science happens round the clock, and it's very busy and it's very active, and that there's a lot of data that's being gathered while we're out here for later analysis. What I also try to do, since most teachers don't get this kind of experience, I try to bring that back to them through presentations. I've been to classrooms throughout my district, and I've been at national conventions presenting my work to try to help people understand a little bit more about what it's like and what this kind of experience can mean.
And of course, when we're out here, we all have to do different things. Sometimes I collect the water for chlorophyll. Sometimes I'm out collecting mud. And you have multiple tasks out here, too. You work on the deck with us, but you also have some extra responsibilities to help with public outreach. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing on this short cruise over the 10 days that we've been out here.
I try each day to publish a journal on the web and to send along with it at least 2 to 3 pictures. And that involves talking with each of the scientists on board, trying to relate what their work is to the general public through that web. And it gets a little tricky sometimes. I sometimes get behind with the work that I do on deck with the mud team and then trying to get the journals done at the same time. But by the time we're done, there'll be a journal for each day that we're out here.
Hey, that's great. It's great having you on board again. We're just wrapping up here, and so it's been a tiring, short but tiring cruise, and we're all looking forward to getting ashore because that'll mean all the packing is done. So thank you very much, Betty, for all the hard work again this year, and we'll look forward to having you aboard again. Thanks. Bye-bye.